The Holy See has welcomed yesterday's ruling by the European Court of Human Rights that crucifixes are acceptable in public school classrooms. Imre McCarthy reports.
The ruling, which will be binding in 47 countries, overturns a previous lower court decision in a 2009 Italian case that said the crucifix could be disturbing to non-Christian or atheist pupils. Several countries led by the Italian government appealed that ruling, which led to the verdict by the court's Grande Chambre, which said it found no evidence that the display of such a symbol on classroom walls might have an influence on pupils. Reacting to the verdict, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi described it as a very difficult decision, but one that makes history. He said it has been recognized at an authoritative legal and international level that the culture of human rights should not be placed in conflict with the religious foundations of European civilization, to which Christianity has made a major contribution. Father Lombardi continued that the ruling also recognizes that under the principle of subsidiarity, we should guarantee each country a margin of appreciation regarding the value of religious symbols in their cultural history and national identity, as well as their right to decide on the place of their exposure. Paradoxically, in the name of religious freedom, there would be instead a tendency to restrict or even deny this very freedom, resulting in the exclusion of its public expression. And in doing so, this freedom would be violated, obscuring its specific and legitimate identity. The court therefore says that the display of the crucifix is not indoctrination, but a cultural and religious expression of countries of Christian tradition. The new ruling by the Grande Chambre is also welcome because it contributes effectively to restore confidence in the European Court of Human Rights for a majority of Europeans who are convinced and aware of the role of Christian values in their own history, but also in building European unity and its culture of law and freedom. I'm Imre McCarthy.